AUKUS ministers set 2027 sub-base milestone. The AUKUS defense chiefs have set a hard date for the 2027 sub-base milestone, marking a tangible promise of the trilateral deal. The year is 2027, and the milestone is standing up Submarine Rotational Force West, SRF West, at HMAS Stirling in Western Australia. This rotational nuclear submarine presence will test whether the AUKUS deal delivers steel in the water or stays a partnership on paper. Authorized U.S. Navy support elements will begin rotating the first American sailors to HMAS Stirling later this year. The UK has reaffirmed its intention to join the rotation and pointed to the maintenance period its Astute-class boat HMS Anson completed in Australia earlier this year as proof the concept already works. For the maritime and naval industrial world, the payoff is concrete. SRF West expands maintenance options and sustainment infrastructure in the Indo-Pacific, and it's meant to compress the timeline for Australia to own, operate and maintain nuclear-powered submarine force. The Australian government plans to invest up to $8 billion Australian dollars at SRF West for infrastructure and logistics support at HMAS Stirling. This sits on top of an initial $3.9 billion Australian dollars down payment for the new submarine construction yard in South Australia and $12 billion Australian dollars for the Henderson Defence Precinct in Western Australia. The bet is straightforward. Australia is paying for the shipyards, dry docks, and logistics tail before the submarines arrive, on the theory that infrastructure is the long lead item you can't surge. The U.S. will be able to repair forward-deployed submarines without having to sail back to the States. This approach also simplifies supply chain management, operations, and maintenance while squeezing out cost. However, the unspoken constraint remains. The U.S. submarine industrial base has struggled to build Virginia-class boats on time and on budget. The AUKUS Pact is a significant step towards Australia's sovereign capability, but the success of the project will depend on its ability to deliver on time and within budget. The future of Australia's nuclear-powered submarine force hangs in the balance.